The Tall, Tan, Talented Temptations kick off our Motown Monday Tech Talk Tips in style. I'm ready. Are you? Let's get the show started. Have you caught up with all the weekend banner in our episode section? Call in with any questions or comments you might have. We're looking forward to hearing from you. This is your Tech Talk Tip Tidbit from Motown Monday 10-16-17. Hey, 16-17, we're getting there. Hey, so listen, iCloud backup on the iOS device. Do you check it? I think it's important to check it. And if you don't use it, you might want to think about using it. It's been hidden, though, over the past several releases of iOS. And I went looking for it this morning, and I said, where did they hide this thing? Just want to take you through the seven steps of where to get it. You tap on settings, the settings gear on your iOS device. At top, there it says Apple ID, iCloud, iTunes, and App Store. That's where they're hiding all this stuff together. They used to break that out. Scroll down to your device, and you'll see this iPhone. You may have multiple Apple devices. They'll all be listed there, and you're looking for the backup there, and you're saying, where is it? Well, you have to go to the particular device to look for it. Check to see that iCloud backup is on, number one. If it's not on, I'm going to talk about the features of the backup to allow you to understand the benefits, because many of you still tether your phone to a computer to back it up. And, you know, that's so old-fashioned. You want to tap on that where it says iCloud backup is on. And on the bottom, you'll find last successful backup. If it's not fairly current, you may want to consider tapping on the backup now option, and be sure to be connected to Wi-Fi when you do it. Only backs up over Wi-Fi. Now, why is iCloud backup terrific on iPhones, especially nowadays when you're moving to a new device or your device can be lost, stolen, whatever? There are a lot of features with the iCloud backup, but the number one feature is when you buy your new phone, all you need to do is put your iCloud credentials in on that phone, and everything from your old phone will transfer over to the new one. How cool is that? You don't have to worry about tethering. You don't even have to be near your computer. You just need to be on a Wi-Fi device and let that thing rock. Your contacts, your calendar, all of the information that you have stored in the cloud will come back. Your pictures, wow, videos, you name it, it's getting backed up. So that's the best way to go. Make sure you have enough storage for the amount of data on your phone. And if you don't, increase it. Costs 99 cents a month for 50 gigabytes of storage, which is more than enough for most people. If you have more than 50 gigs on your phone, you probably are storing more than you need to on your phone, because you can get away with quite a bit of data on a phone with that amount of compression that's done. This has been your Tech Talk Tip. If you have questions about iCloud backup, if you've used iCloud backup to a benefit or even to a detriment, I'd love to hear about it. Let me know. It's your Tech Talk Tip for Motown Monday. It's going to be a great week. Here's the Tech Talk Tip Tidbit for Motown Monday. Did you ever write a speech? You know, it's not a good idea to deliver a speech word for word, but you want to get a general idea. You want to keep yourself in line. You want to remember all the facts. And you want to figure out, if you've written that speech, how long will it take to deliver it? Well, I found a neat website. Because I have to do these types of things once a week when I deliver my flash briefing. I don't want to go off topic. An outline just isn't good enough for me. And I've tried my best to learn how to read in a way and write in a way that I speak. And if you can do that, it doesn't make as much of a difference. You're going to tell. You're going to know that it's not the normal speech pattern. But you're trying to fit in as many words as you can in a certain amount of time. And sometimes it just necessitates writing. Okay? So if you're going to do that, you might want to figure out, hey, how long is this going to take? I don't want to take all day. And I only have a limited amount of time. So you go to a website, www.speechinminutes.com. Right there, you type in the amount of words. Now, you could always do your word count in Microsoft Word if you're in Google Docs. Any of the major word processors have a word counting feature, and it'll give you the number of words. So you type in the words, and it will give you a fairly good estimate based on the rate of speech of about 130 words per minute. You'll get an idea exactly how it calculates out, and that's all you need to do. Now, you can also figure out how many words to pages you need if it converts. If you're trying to figure out, someone tells you, hey, you have to write a 3-page paper. How many words is that? You know, sometimes you don't know, right? That same website has a sister site called words2pages.com. Right? And two is T-O, not number two. And if you check that out, and there's a link between the two. So if you go to one, it'll take it to the other and vice versa. Check those out. They might be useful to you. It's a Tech Talk Tip Tidbit from Motown Monday.
Hey, Avi, it's the Rowdy American again. How's it going? I don't know if you want to discuss this on your station or not, but I just kind of wondering, I'm in the market for a Bluetooth headset with a fairly good mic. And that, to me, seems to be hard to find. I know there's the AirPods, but I'm looking for something maybe a little less expensive. Maybe not if I have to go with the AirPods, but I just thought I'd throw it out here, see what people recommend, see what you recommend as far as a good Bluetooth headset with a good mic on it would be. I know we were discussing a couple of weeks ago different Bluetooth mics that work with Anchor and stuff, but... any ideas on a Bluetooth headset with a mic? Just curious as to your thoughts and to maybe other listeners' thoughts. Thanks.
Rowdy American, thanks for that question. I held it off till Motown Monday so we could address it a little more deeply and talk a little bit about it. Remember, I've done several episodes on microphones, and you'll find the Bluetooth section down. I have to check the date, but I'm going to put the link to the episode in the caption here. So, or it'll be in the comment section, forget the caption. And what I want you to understand is I'm not a grand fan of Bluetooth microphones in the low end. I don't even like the sound quality of the Apple AirPods when it comes to recording. You can listen to certain people that have used them. They just don't have the same resonance of just holding the phone up to your mouth like I'm doing right now. There's something lost in the translation. Now, I'm certain that there are very high-end microphone headsets that are available that aren't bad. I haven't tested all of them, obviously, but I do have some recommendations from some people that have called in with the headset, and you can listen to see if they're good or not. I'm going to have that in this particular episode. So if you have follow-up questions, if you have particular headsets that you've been looking at, we can get some feedback from users that may already have them, and you'll know whether they're going to work for you or not. But if I were you, I'd go with a wired microphone. They tend to be the highest quality, unless you're spending hundreds and hundreds of dollars on something like a Rode type wireless mic, and they don't always use Bluetooth. So oftentimes they'll use a different signal so that they can communicate with their base receiver. They have their own proprietary communication, and they work very, very well. I've seen those mics go upwards of $1,000. So you have to be very cautious in terms of what you spend your money on. You could probably get as good a quality microphone Bluetooth-wise below $100 as you could if you spent $200. So think about that. Here you go. Here's the caption link. No time to call in? Don't worry about it. Use the new comment feature in your lower left, right next to the play button. You'll see an icon. Just tap on that, offer up your question, and I'll be happy to respond with a shout out and a segment dedicated to the answer to your question. Love to help you. Pick up a delivery service here from your tech concierge.
Hey Avi, I record here on Anchor, and I just had a couple questions for you regarding recording quality and external microphones. I have an Android, specifically a Droid Turbo 2, and I bought a micro USB to USB adapter to see if I could get my Blue Yeti to work, just out of curiosity, because it was only a couple bucks, and that did not end up working unless I messed something up in the settings. And I wasn't sure what I should do as far as improving my sound quality. and if there's any tips for holding my phone to improve my sound quality. Thanks for taking the time to answer this. If you ever get around to it, I appreciate it.
Jackson, thanks for calling in. I appreciate that. Your Blue Yeti will likely not work with your Android because it's not getting enough power to support it. If you were to get a powered micro USB to USB adapter, you might find that it would work. However, I don't know that that would be the best solution for you. If you just bought the Blue Yeti for purposes of recording with your Android, I would ship it back and replace it with a Rode SmartLav Plus that would plug directly into your 3.5 millimeter jack. If you did that, you would get incredible quality not only indoors but outdoors as well, and I think you'd find it to be less expensive and more versatile for you. All right, check that out. If you need to, you know, get some more specs on a cable, we would need to investigate that. I can tell you I did not ever test a Blue Yeti with that particular Android phone or any Android phone. I've used it with the iOS device, the my iPhone 6S, and I use a camera to USB adapter wherein it allows me to plug in the lightning cable to power the unit and at the same time plug in the USB Blue Yeti. And that seems to work okay, especially now since they've enhanced the application to support external microphones. So check into those options and let me know how you make out.